Okay, let's continue on. And this module in Media Insider's Media Policy Toolkit centres on your company spokesperson. Now, it's important to choose the right person to make public statements to the media. So what's the role of your spokesperson? Well, first and foremost, they're the public face or voice of your company. And they may not necessarily be your CEO or president. Often they are, but not always. Your media spokesperson promotes and justifies the company's position. They provide information about your company when you're promoting a product or making an announcement. Your media spokesperson is the one who generally fronts the media in times of a crisis. Your media spokesperson corrects incorrect information and tries to improve the interpretation and understanding of existing information. So what sort of traits should your company spokesperson have? Well, they need to be assertive when stating the company's position, and they need to be quick thinking when responding to reporters' questions. They need to be well presented. They need to be intelligent. They need to be sympathetic at the appropriate times. Make sure that you choose the right media spokesperson for your company. But a media spokesperson is not superhuman. In other words, if your company's policies are flawed or your product doesn't work, then it doesn't matter how good your media spokesperson is, you'll be on the back foot. Your company spokesperson is only as good as the team and information he or she has at their disposal. Your company spokesperson should be someone who can speak with confidence, calm and gracious in all situations, well-versed on company issues, understood by the audience, able to dominate the agenda over the reporter, able to stay on message, and available 24 hours a day. Now let's talk about improving your spokesperson's performance. This is a very important role for the media gatekeeper. Whilst professional media training is always the best option for improving your spokesperson's media performance, the media gatekeeper can play a role. The media gatekeeper should record all interviews the company spokesperson takes part in. Now, this can be done with a digital recorder, which can be purchased for as little as $100. This will allow you to listen back and critique your spokesperson's work. So the pair of you can sit down after an interview and discuss how it could have been done better and what was done well. Constant feedback for your media gatekeeper will help improve their standards. And as I said before, if you have an outstanding media spokesperson, then you're on the way to promoting your company through the media in a professional and confident manner, and that can only bring rewards. But there are other advantages in recording the interview. It provides a record of what has been said. It gives you a chance to record the types of questions that are asked. It identifies which reporters are asking specific questions. And it provides audio for your website. You should record all media conferences, and as you can now see, the advantages are widespread. Okay, out comes your media policy again, and this time the heading reads, Your Company Spokesperson. Now, once you have your media gatekeeper in place, one of their key responsibilities is to identify the best media spokesperson from within your company and then help prepare your media spokesperson for the job at hand. You need to detail the traits and qualities that you believe your company spokesperson should have. I wouldn't think your list would vary much from mine, but you may want to add to it. Also, make a list of everything that can be done to improve your spokesperson, whether that be media training or significant help from within. Also, decide if you need more than one spokesperson. It may be that the chairman or president speak about company policy, however, head of sales is entrusted with providing the media with detail about products. Again, make sure that if you use more than one spokesperson, they're well trained, and that no matter what happens, the media go through your media gatekeeper to organise the interview. You don't want one spokesperson saying one thing and another saying something completely different. So, as you can see now, your media policy is starting to take shape.